new channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, hello and welcome to the new channel. You're watching Mental Shift. So, born out of passion, we are a community that helps you be the new you. I'm Dr. Michelle Maras, live streaming from the beautiful mountains of Colorado in the United States of America. You are watching Mental Shift. Wow, welcome to Mental Shift. 94 episodes. Can you believe it? It feels like I just started this yesterday. But, you know, we've been doing this since 2020 in COVID. 94 episodes. Today, I want to talk to you about what actually all that means, 94 episodes on Mental Shift. It's about change. You see, in Mental Shift, we talk to people about from around the world about whatever they were doing in the past. What significant anything happened in their lives that made them shift, have a mental shift to do what they are doing today. And many of my guests have had multiple mental shifts. I'm sure you have too, but each of them had a different shift that shifted them to something new. Think about your shifts and how do you incorporate them into your lives? So, change. I have a quote that I wrote for myself way back when I think I had my brain injury. I was coming out of my brain injury and I was having a lot of thoughts of inadequacy and I wasn't able to learn and I couldn't hold a fork and I was having difficulty holding a glass to even drink. And I remember beating myself up in my mind thinking, why can't you do this? You know, what's wrong with you? I have a brain injury. You know, I'm missing three parts of my brain. But in those moments, I was so mean to myself. Have you gone through anything where you have been mean to yourself, giving yourself no slack at all? I'm pretty sure you have. And in those moments when I was coming out of my brain injury and realizing that I couldn't hold a glass, I couldn't hold a fork, I couldn't even keep a conversation because I would talk to someone, usually my husband because he was the one next to me, talk to my husband and I would look down and look back up and do, oh, hi. Because I forgot that he was there. So my cognitive speaking was short-terming, but in my mind, I was thinking, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why can't you? And I wrote this quote called Change to remind myself that I need to be gentle when I can't do something, or if I'm not fast enough at something, or I'm having a mental shift and it's not completely shifted yet. And that's what was happening to me. Change. Change is an emotional journey. It's not rainbows and butterflies through a field of daisies. It's hard. It hurts. But what it does is it reveals the real you. The beauty is in the possibilities. I wrote that quote to myself so that I could remember that although I didn't like myself at the moment, I wasn't happy with my progress at the moment, that things would get better. that change is not going to be easy, and I had to give it time. I want you to hear that. Change is not easy. You must give it time. I remember putting rainbows and butterflies in that quote because butterflies aren't always butterflies. They're caterpillars, right? And what's so unique about them is you see this pretty, in my opinion, hideous creature crawling around on the ground. And then it wraps itself up in a leaf or spins or whatever, but it cocoons itself. It hides away as it transforms. In life, we see obstacles as obstacles. The butterfly purposely puts an obstacle around itself so that it gives itself time to change, to metamorphose. What's the word? Metamorphosis, right? So when you experience change or a mental shift, what happens is bad things happen. You do, oh, and you go close up. Imagine yourself as that caterpillar closing up into a chrysalis. I think that's what they call it. That is what your bad time is. You are in a chrysalis and you are evolving. Although it's dark in there and you can't see what's happening, when you make it through, when you finally form through all that pain and you have your mental shift, you break through the chrysalis. And that is what butterflies do. They go in, they're afraid, they don't know what's going on, it's dark, they evolve through that darkness, and then they pop open their wings and they break through, they crawl out of that chrysalis. And then do they just jump off and suddenly everything's great? No, they sit there as their wings dry. Very vulnerable time in their lives. When you are going through difficult times, it's not the I'm out, everything's great, you know, bad times, oh, great times. Think of yourself as a butterfly. It's taking time. And once you crawl out of that darkness, it'll take a little more adjusting to the light and to dry your wings before you're ready to fly again. That is why I wrote that quote. It's not rainbows and butterflies through a field of daisies. It's gonna hurt, but the end is so much nicer. Just keep on going. So back to my guest, and that's why I wanted to tell you this. My guest on Mental Shift, if you go back to any of the episodes, anyone, just close your eyes and pick. Every one of them had something going on in their life where they thought they weren't going to make it through. Some place in their life where they weren't happy, they weren't satisfied, or in a couple of cases, complete tragedy hit. But they didn't stop. I'm not saying that they're perfect humans and they kept going, and even though they were sad, they kept moving. No, they had human days. They went, I don't know if I can do this. Or Rob Cherian, he lost his wife. He said he closed down. He closed down for months and months and months thinking, I cannot live without my wife. And then he looked around and noticed his children were still there and they needed him. So although he went into that chrysalis, he hid. He opened one eye and went, I still have people I need to take care of. There are people who rely on me. I must break out of this shell. And he did. I have another guest earlier this year, this season, where she was in a community, an Amish community, where she was very controlled about everything she did, how she spoke, how she dressed, what she was allowed to think, everything about her. And she said she would see people who weren't in that community being able to be free. And then she married her husband in the Amish community and realized that although she was being locked by the rules of the Amish community, he didn't obey them. He cheated on her. And then did whatever he wanted, and then came back to the church, and then she got punished. So you think about those kind of things, and she went, wait a minute, why am I doing this? And so she left and found Christ in her own way. But she was in a dark, dark place. So go back, look at some of my episodes. Every one of them have gone to places where they thought they would never survive. And I know you're out there that there are days that you wonder, will I survive? How can I do this? This is too hard. Everybody else is successful and I'm not. Or everybody else, stop comparing. Everybody is their own caterpillar. Everyone makes their own chrysalis. And the thing is if you look at caterpillars, when they go into this chrysalis, none of them are the same. So none of your metamorphoses will be the same. Did I even make a word up, metamorphoses? So that's the thing. Everyone's different. Everyone's change will look different. Everyone's mental shift will be different. There are people who have experienced the same thing I have. Let's say gone through a brain injury. And when they were going through that part where I said I didn't like myself, I was mad at myself for not fixing myself faster, for not being able to speak faster, for not being able to learn how to hold a spoon or a fork faster, or I keep dropping my coffee cup faster. Some people would have given up during that and are still in that phase of still trying to pick up a glass 6 years later. It's a choice. Little tiny steps, forgive yourself for the shortcomings and build on the things you can do. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to reflect back on any challenge you've had in the recent past or one that you're still mourning over, one that you still beat yourself up for. And I want you to think about, one, am I still in it? Probably not. Two, I made it through. What did I do differently to get myself through that? Now, if you're still in it, figure out your tiny thing that you need to do to move yourself a little bit further away from it, okay? Then three, because that was a 2.5. Then three, look back at how miserable you were when you were in the situation and think about how you didn't even notice you made it through. And how do you feel when you look back at it and realize we are the champions, my friends, because you made it through. If you're saying right now, I'm in the middle of it, I can't see an end, I want you to look back at something else that you've made it through so that you can realize that when you're in the mess, you cannot see where you're going. You don't see where you've been until you're out of it. So you keep moving and then you can look back and do, oh, that was horrible. Good thing I kept walking. Good thing I listened to Dr. Michelle Maras on mental shift and kept walking. So here's the thing. We're going to be going on break in just a few minutes. And when we come back, I want to share with you what's coming up in the coming year or so for me and what you can expect with your future as you watch replays of Mental Shift or catch the next season of Mental Shift. So stay tuned, click like, share this with a friend, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom on you when we come back from the break. So stay tuned.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat new Solmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
So thank you for watching Mental Shift. Did you know that TNC is a live stream platform of online shows for people on the go? Please watch all of our shows as you see here on the screen. And now imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Continue to watch Mental Shift every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in the United States and Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the Philippines. You can also watch replays via Facebook or YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or just search hashtag TNC now. For sponsorship, please email now@thenewchannel.com or send a direct message to The New Channel on any of their platforms. So check out our page on Facebook or YouTube by searching hashtag TNC now and enjoy these inspiring shows because we made them just for you. Now, welcome back. I'm Dr. Michelle Maras and you are watching Mental Shift. Now, did you do your homework over the break? Did you share it? Did you think about what you've gone through in the past and had a mini, reflection on, holy smokes, that was really terrible. Wait a minute, I did make it through it. Whichever one you did, or 10 or 15 that you thought about, I want you to make sure you celebrate your little victories and your big victories. Today, make it, or tomorrow, make it an event that you say, you know what? I did really well. I don't care if you just go outside and buy yourself a coffee. I don't care what you do, but make it a celebration and recognize that you have made it through whatever you thought you couldn't make it through. What that is the beginning of mental shift. When you realize you've gone through something and that you survived, that's a mental shift. The bigger part of the mental shift is one, learning not to repeat that mistake again and learning from it so that you can improve on that episode so it doesn't repeat or you improve it. The mental shift, huge mental shift, comes when you take that, whatever dark time that is, and elevate it so that it serves you rather than you look back every time you do, oh, instead of doing, ugh, you look back and do, yeah. That's the mental shift. Yeah, I made it. Yeah, I can take on the world. Yeah, I'm ready for the next challenge, because challenges just mean I'm going to have another mental shift and find my next level. Celebrate. Celebrate. I'm very passionate about celebrating little wins and big wins, because you don't realize the big wins until you recognize all the little wins. Now, remember when I talked about change? All the people who have experienced change, how you've experienced change. I'm changing right before your eyes. You see, many of you know, I put out a music album this past couple months, actually. I put it out around my birthday in October. So you see that album behind me? This one? More is coming. You see, through my mental shifts of what's been going on in my life. So those of you who've been watching me for a while know I've gone through a lot of tragedies. I say tragedy in quotes because while I was going through them, they were tragic. They're very tragic. But now that I've made it through and have my mental shift on the entire plethora of things I went through, they're not tragedies. They were the biggest gifts of my life. Besides my children, they are pretty cool too. But really, I look back at a brain injury, missing three parts, frontal lobe over my left ear, back of my head, two hemispheres splitting. That's tragic. I almost lost everything I lost a lot of memories. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of cognitive abilities. I could barely add. You should see me at a restaurant. I'm counting to figure out how to do a tip. I've lost a lot of things with that, but I gained so much clarity on who I am. I got diagnosed with breast cancer while I'm going through this brain injury thing. So my memory is only 16 seconds long, which is a bonus when you're going through tragedy because you don't realize how long you've been suffering. When I got diagnosed with breast cancer, for about milliseconds, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And then I forgot. Brain injury. So I kept forgetting that I had breast cancer. So I kept getting up and kept fighting. Fighting what? I have no idea because I couldn't remember. It was a gift to not remember. Now, when I started building my memory and remembering all the pain I went through my breast cancer, guess when it was? I wrote a book during my breast cancer. I wrote a chapter in a book. Forgot I wrote the chapter in the book. And I received a book in the mail, a box of books in the mail. And what was crazy about this is I read this book doing, oh, these poor women. Oh my gosh, they've gone through so much. And I stopped at a story and I read through the story and I started crying. And I said, my God, this woman has gone through so much. I hope she made it. And it was me. I read my own story and didn't recognize it because of my brain injury. I remembered my breast cancer journey through a story I wrote to myself when I couldn't remember it. Do you feel the power of that? Do you feel the power of writing and journaling or taking notes or drawing pictures to remind you of your pain? I found a gift in my pain through a memory of not even knowing I did it. It makes me cry. But those changes shifted me. Now, I told you I had the brain injury, then the breast cancer. I found solace in music through my breast cancer. I would sing a lot. My husband told me that I would not be able to talk during my brain injury, the bad parts. I couldn't talk. I would say, cylinder, liquid. And he'd say, you want a glass of water? Yes. But if I sang, I'd like some water, please. It came out clear. So there was a trend through my tragedy that music was a huge part. Singing and music would stop me from crying during my therapies in my cancer. During my surgeries, they would put headphones on me and I would listen to music through my whole surgery because I would wake up from my first two surgeries. I woke up fighting and kicking and screaming like I was in some major battle. So they would let me listen to music to keep my mind calm during my surgeries. Music was a trend. So when I started doing my speaker boot camps and traveling around the world and doing more and more and more, I started getting uptight. And I realized I needed to sing in my speeches. So I started singing more in my speeches and then ended up doing an album because what I realized is that a lot of my emotion and a lot of my power and a lot of my gifts that I have comes through the vibration of my voice, through the frequency of my voice. My persona, my energy, my inspiration is evolving into a musical inspiration. So that's the sample on that album. I did a whole Christmas album. If you want to listen to Christmas songs for 12 days, I've got that on my YouTube channel. But I would love for you to watch and follow, subscribe to michellemaras.com. It's michellemaras.com. Subscribe, because there are a lot of things happening in my world, and I may be coming to your neck of the woods, and you might want to come see me in concert, because my concerts will not only be music, I will be doing inspirational stories in between. I'm changing the game in speaking. I'm changing the game in singing, and I'd love for you to be on the ride with me. So my next season of Mental Shift is going to be on a slight pause, so you'll be watching replays for a little bit. Why? because I have an entire album to build. And I have a couple of samples that I've got to get out to some resorts out in the world. And if you know of anything, please let me know. Write me. Let me know, because I'm on a roll to give inspiration out through my voice. And I'd like to thank you so much for being dedicated to watch Mental Shift and to care enough to listen to the stories that I've of this inspirational people I bring on to Mental Shift. We will be back. I just need a hiatus so I can finish an album. It takes a lot more work than you anticipate. I did not know it took that much, but it really does. And if you follow me on social media or Instagram, anything you want to do, Facebook, I tend to put songs up there, and then I'll always post them on YouTube. So you're always safe going to subscribe at michellemoras.com or to YouTube. So, change. Don't be afraid of change. Remember, change is an emotional journey. It's not rainbows and butterflies through a field of daisies. Change hurts, but it challenges you to be the best version of you. And the beauty is in the possibilities. So whatever you're going through, or whatever you have gone through, or whatever you might be going through in the future, realize that you are a caterpillar. And just like a caterpillar, it might be not a pleasant thing at the time, but you will go into some shell of some sort as you work your problems out, and you will evolve into the butterfly that you are meant to be. Let those wings dry and be ready to soar. Reach out to me on social media. If you want to subscribe, go to my website, michellemoras.com, or follow me on YouTube also. The links are all on my website. If you are out there and you would love to be a sponsor of Mental Shift, email now@thenewchannel.com or direct message the new channel and say, I want to be a sponsor for Mental Shift. And then that way, when I come back on the air, we're ready to go with you. So until next time, I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh or sing a song and watch Cara Burnett. That's where that song's from. Seems we just got started, and before we know it, comes the time we have to say so long. I'm Dr. Michelle Moras with Mental Shift, and we'll see you on all the replays until the next season starts. Take care and be well. Be the best version of you, unapologetically.